I suppose the bottom line would be is that the thought of going through an airport and different sort of passport controls sort of really brought it home to me that we needed to try and become an Irish citizen.
If Brexit hadn't happened, I don't think we necessarily would have explored all of the other avenues that we could have had.
I wouldn't have looked into my Irish roots so enthusiastically, but yeah, now I have. I'm sort of very very pleased that I can whip out that bit of paper when I need to.
Due to Brexit, a lot of UK people, if they had the opportunity of having dual passports, would go for an Irish passport to help with that transition.
Over the past 4 years, more than 420,000 Irish passports have been issued to people living in the UK. Since Brexit, demand for an Irish passport has soared. The decision for Britain to leave the EU even pushed some of the most well-known Englishmen to become Irishmen. In a BBC radio documentary, author John Le Carré's son, Nick Cornwell, revealed that his late father was so frustrated over Brexit that he became an Irish citizen.
The Irish connection was very real, and it mattered to him very much. You know, that was extraordinary. Quite recently, he began to realise that he had had grandparents and an Irish line. So he was, by the time he died, an Irish citizen. His last birthday, I gave him, because it came through shortly before, and I gave him an Irish flag. And so one of the last photographs I have of him is him sitting wrapped in an Irish flag, grinning his head off. He died an Irishman.
Now, when author John Le Carré is tracing his ancestry to gain access to an Irish passport, it is no surprise that thousands of others are doing the exact same, with many even moving to Ireland and calling it their new home. I met with husband and wife, San and Rebecca Poole, who moved here from Sussex last October. They tell me there were a number of reasons for making the move, and being able to secure an Irish passport was one of them.
We kind of originally had a plan that we were going to move anyway, because we lived in West Sussex for almost 10, 20 years, and we thought, well, it's time to have a new change and do something different. And because the Irish passport decision came about, and then, of course, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the Brexit word, but that came up as well. And we were just looking at all of our options. San had researched the fact that he could get an Irish passport. And we thought, let's go over to Ireland and see what it's like. We came for a couple of very short holidays, absolutely fell in love. And we were like, why not? Let's just do it. So we were like, let's have an adventure. Let's go for it. So here we are.
And how has the whole move been for moving over in the middle of a pandemic?
Surprisingly smooth.
Yeah.
We gave up on the idea of looking for somewhere to buy because that was getting too complicated and went down the rental route. And yeah, we've ended up in a very beautiful part of the country that we probably wouldn't be able to buy anywhere.
Kind of settled in ever since. I guess the only thing that's been slightly more complex was getting our PPS numbers and
swapping over
driving licences and things like that.
So Stan, you've something that's been highly sought after since Brexit, an Irish passport.
Yes, I have. I'm very lucky on that front. My grandfather was Irish, so I went down the route of applying for registering the birth overseas, which took maybe 6 months. And then as soon as I had that, then I could apply for the passport, and that was an amazing system.
And was it due to Brexit that you said, look, I'm going to look into this? And
yeah, so my work takes me all over Europe. So I've been working in Norway, Germany, Italy, Ireland, actually. And so I rely on my freedom of movement. And I was very upset when there's the prospect of that being taken away. And I'm just incredibly fortunate to be able to apply for Irish citizenship.
And then when you got this golden ticket, did it make you feel closer to the country, or have you got a better bond with Ireland now? Or
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so growing up, I was aware of the Irish history in my family, but never felt particularly connected to the country. And since looking into the application, I've certainly felt a lot more attached to the country, and I've extended my knowledge of the history between the two countries, and that's been sort of eye-opening in places. I feel very proud when I pull out my Irish passport at the passport gate, or when I'm checking into a hotel. It's led to some interesting conversations, especially at hotels where I've been asked which part of Ireland I live in. I was always quite disappointed to say, no, I don't actually live in Ireland, but now I can say I do.
So two new happy residents of Ireland, San and Rebecca Poole, who have moved here from the UK and are delighted to be able to gain Irish citizenship through foreign birth registration. Now, they're not the only ones making the move over the pond in recent years. There are also many long-term residents of Ireland who are originally from the UK, now seeking an Irish passport. One of them is Robert MacDonald, who has lived here for 20 years. But once Brexit came along, he said enough was enough and started a process to gaining Irish citizenship.
I was born in Cambridge, lived and worked in London for a while.
When you first moved here, Brexit was a long way off.
It wasn't Brexit was never on the agenda then.
So how did it make you feel when your home country was deciding to leave the EU?
Well, actually, I was quite shocked. And funny enough, I was able to get a postal vote. I couldn't believe the outcome. I was shocked.
But you felt so strongly about it that you decided to become an Irish citizen yourself?
Indeed, absolutely. It was, up until then, it was never really crossed our mind. And that debate, you know, my wife would say, you're English, and I would say, she's Irish. And, you know, we would happily go along with that sort of understanding. And, of course, if you're married to somebody for what would have been then 8 years, 7 years, you can apply under that for that reason. I didn't realise how long it would take. I was surprised how long the process would take, actually.
Like, was the reasons for this to disassociate yourself from the UK?
I suppose the reason was to make a statement, I suppose, to really say I don't want anything to do with England, and because I felt very strongly about it. And you can see the divisions even today, you know, so I didn't want anything to do with that.
And how has the process been for you? Have you got your wine-coloured golden ticket yet?
Not at all, and it's been a long process. I applied, so that was July in 2019. So the whole process has been slightly inconsistent, I think is the way to say it. And they keep on telling me in the letters that they have to prove that I'm a good character. So the longer it takes, I question my own character.
And do you think when you get that physical passport, will it create a better bond to the country for you, or would it make any difference?
To be honest, no, it wouldn't make any difference. I've lived here for so long that I've considered myself almost partly Irish without being Irish, as it were.
Robert MacDonald there, who is eagerly awaiting an Irish passport and is doing so as a statement to have nothing to do with England following the decision of the UK to leave the EU. Now, when it comes to moving house, we all know it can be a struggle. But when you're moving from one country to another, there's quite some planning involved. Well, one company that specialises in relocating people around the world is Irish Relo. I met with director Paul Coy to ask him what kind of demand there's been from people living in the UK wanting to move to Ireland in recent years.
Due to Brexit, there would have been a lot of inquiry in 2019. There was a huge spike, a massive spike of inquiry, and that would have kind of died off a little bit in 2020, obviously due to COVID. So yeah, a lot of people making inquiry, companies like Facebook, Salesforce, Bank of America, Barclays, and obviously there are those people are going for predominantly for work reasons, but also they'll bring their families, they'll bring their, you know, their kids, their pets, and their whole lives with them on the adventure to Ireland from wherever they're coming from, in this case from the UK, you know.
And just with your own experience over the years, when it comes to the passport and people from the UK sourcing the passport, what are the reasons for that? Does it symbolise something, or?
Yeah, I think everybody likes the idea of having dual passports for whatever reason. I mean, the Irish passport is synonymous with ease of transfer around the world. We're seen as being, you know, pleasant, jovial, neutral type of a country. And I suppose a lot of UK people, residents or passport holders, if they had the opportunity of having dual passports, would go for an Irish passport to help with that transition. So absolutely, huge amount of that. And of course, it eases the transfer of people from the UK if they're commuting back and forth as part of, you know, their work, or to return back to the UK to, you know, see family and friends.
So with over 420,000 Irish passports issued to addresses in the UK since 2016, and with some of those now taking up residence in Ireland, when restrictions start to ease, many are looking forward to getting to know the place they now call home.
We haven't seen a lot of it yet, but the parts that we have seen have been absolutely stunning. People are very, very friendly. We're really looking forward to just getting into, you know, living here, feeling part of the country and really exploring it and getting to see all the different parts. And so when we can explore, we will. Yeah.